This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian foreign ministry official says some $6 billion of Iranian assets once frozen in South Korea is now an Qatar. A key element for a planned prison swap between Tehran and the U.S. China's foreign ministry said Thursday for strategic security. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, which is struggling with a surge in migrant arrivals from Africa. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says she promised a 10-point EU action plan to help Italy deal with that situation.
Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year. Lampedusa has recently seen a sharp rise in the number of people arriving by boat. Von der Leyen set out a 10-point action plan to relieve pressure on Italy, where most migrants arrive from North Africa's shores by boat.
Migration is a European challenge, and it needs a European answer and solution.
The plan includes using the EU's external borders agency, Frontex, to identify migrants in Italy and repatriate those not eligible for asylum.
U.S. President Joe Biden has a full itinerary ahead of enduring the upcoming U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York.
Fresh off his historic visit to Vietnam and the G20 summit in India, U.S. President Joe Biden will again engage with world leaders, this time at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He is expected to rally support for Ukraine as he did last year.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state.
VOA's Pansy Wadakaswar, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he is focused on the things the American people want and not political theater following a week in which the House of Representatives opened an impeachment inquiry into allegations that he had benefited from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. All this comes as lawmakers must strike a deal with Biden to keep the government open past a September 30th funding deadline.
Republicans say they want more information related to the allegations.
The facts are everywhere. There are text messages. There are emails. There are witnesses. There are whistleblowers. There are meetings. There are phone calls. There are dinners. And you can't say, hey, there's a little bit of smoke. We're not going to follow the fire.
Former President Donald Trump, the current Republican frontrunner for the presidency himself, facing more than 40 felony counts in multiple court cases, says he supports a government shutdown if House Republicans don't get what he called a fair deal on a short-term spending bill. The details of such a fair deal remain unclear. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Dominican Republic's president stands firm on his closing of all borders with Haiti. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The president of the Dominican Republic is defending his decision to close air, sea, and land traffic with neighboring Haiti in a dispute over construction of a canal targeting a river that runs through both countries. President Luis Abinader said in a televised speech Sunday the border closures will remain in place until construction is halted on the canal, which seeks to use water from the river to alleviate a drought in Haiti. He says the canal will affect Dominican farmers and the environment. Abinader's administration also has stopped issuing visas to Haitians. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
China's military sent 103 warplanes toward Taiwan in a 24-hour period in what the island's defense ministry said was our daily record in recent times. The planes were detected between 6 a.m. Sunday and 6 a.m. Monday, according to the ministry. As is customary, they turned back before reaching Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as part of its territory, has conducted increasingly large military drills in the air and waters around Taiwan as tensions have grown between the two and with the United States. The U.S. is Taiwan's main supplier of arms and opposes any attempt to change Taiwan's status by force. Ukraine plans to sue Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia over bans on Ukrainian agricultural products, according to the Agriculture Ministry on Monday. The restrictions imposed by the European Union in May allowed Poland, Bulgaria, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia to ban domestic sales of Ukrainian wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seeds. I'm Tommy McNeil.